Welcome to a Solo Rust adventure. And on the most competitive clan server, there wasn't a second to waste.
Oh my gosh.
This is gonna be chaos. As a solo player with nearly 13,000 hours of Rust experience, I have explored every possible strategy to succeed as a solo, at least so I thought. Because when I stumbled across a single screenshot on Twitter, in that moment an entire plan, a vision, flooded my mind. A vision that would encompass every possible tool a solo could ever utilize in one perfect strategy. So, sit back, relax, and I hope you enjoy. And don't forget to subscribe too. Take that out. Come on, have some good stuff for me. Ooh, lovely. Thank you very much, kind sir. Onwards. So, seconds after Fresh Wipe, and I was playing on the single most difficult clan server in all of Rust. With more than 1,000 other players racing off of the beach every second was critical. And me? I was heading for the north of the map. What looked to be a haven, where I hoped I could gather everything I needed for my plan to come. But oh boy, I couldn't have been more wrong. Passing across the desert and out the other side, I had made it to the riverlands beyond. I had been fast off the beach. And now, far from any naked spawns, I prayed for a moment of calm, where I could farm up and find the perfect location for my base. Okay, for my plan to work today, I'm gonna need some form of fresh water. And I'm hoping somewhere along this river could be perfect. So for now, I'm gonna slap the shelter down while I look for somewhere to build. Because I genuinely have some of the most insane plans for a design that I have ever done in Rust. I'm already hearing people outside. I really thought that I would be the first here for a little bit, but the masses are already arriving. Ah, should have hit that. Come on.
Ow.
That hit me. I don't want to die. I can't risk it here. That would set me back quite a lot. I'll let him pass. Wasting no time, I got straight to work farming for my base. Heading towards the river, I was starting to realize it may not be the haven I had anticipated. Oh man, a little over 5 minutes in, I'm already seeing so many bases popping up. This is a bit worrying.
Oh. No.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm dead. No. How did I miss? No! Oh, I almost got them both. Oh, I know they would have been loaded too. Just seconds after moving into my new location, and I was already getting a bad feeling. After finding a horse, I decided not to farm for my base, but to do a little exploring and investigate the area that surrounded me. And I was in for some bad news. Oh my gosh, everywhere I look, players left and right, numbers, there's already a clan base being built on the river mouth right there. That's kind of where I was thinking of heading. Someone's called in an airdrop over there. We're like 10 minutes in. Oh, this is not... I don't know where to go. I've never seen so many players and bases so fast on the opposite side of the map.
On my screen right now, I see six people. Where do I go? I don't know what to do. Can I even compete? Like, it doesn't matter which way I turn or where I go.
Oh my, there's no way.
I pass the one revolver on the server I get.
This is... Oh, I'm in trouble. I am in trouble.
That guy just got eaten by a bear. Now, if I scare the bear off, that's...
Oh, no, that's not free. There's immediately an army behind me.
What do I do? Oh my god, I hear so many!
This is the most chaotic river I have ever seen, I think. Just standard small group of friends. So,
on a 1,000 player server, as you might expect, things weren't easy for the humble solo. But there was also something, or should I say someone, who I hadn't mentioned. See, today, I wasn't the only solo trying to take this server on.
Stevie.
Holy shit, bro, this has been crazy.
I knew you were gonna say it, bro, what the fuck is this server? Oh my god.
And I just get swarmed and there are like fucking 8 guys there and it's just like hell all around.
Yep, that sounds about right. I have just been ran down like a dog about 15 different times already. I have bags down by the river, but this area, I don't think it can work.
I'm close. I'm G6 bottom middle. I'll run to you. There are hella bow guys all around me, but... Oh, I'm getting rocked to death.
Yep, that's not me.
This is you? This shelter?
Yeah, this is me. You wanna come in?
Wait, this guy outside is not me.
He's just guarding. He's
literally guarding your shelter.
jump in.
By the way.
What was it? Damn.
Oh my god. What is this?
Look at this. What is he doing?
With that, I had myself an ally, at least for now. Each with our own plans for our adventure to come, we would be going our separate ways down the line. But... sitting in this shelter on the first grim night, we would use this alliance to tackle the server together.
Dude, I say we just yeet everything, because I don't think we'll ever come back here. And if we die in the middle of the night, we just come off. Long, you know?
Yeah, I never want to come back to
you
this
open,
area
I'll
again.
You open, I'll take lead, and if I start getting shot, I guess, like, turn around.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. And in the cover of this first dark night, we fled. And where exactly were we going? Well, I needed fresh water, while at the same time, more than anything, I needed space from the 1,000 other players on this horrible server. And where would be harsh enough to keep most players far away, while also being a source of fresh water, than the oasis in the heart of the desert? There was just one problem. We had to get there.
Oh, wait, flashlight guys right beside me, all like four or five men, Tommies.
Oh, okay.
Hide under the train tracks, maybe?
I'm not that close to you, I'm just going up the hill.
Wait, they kind of are running in that direction-ish, like
oh, no.
Straight south of you, that's where they're running towards.
Okay, I should be okay here, I think.
But keep going.
Wait, no, they're on me! Oh, you're kidding me. I'm actually surrounded right now. Oh, no. Wait, this guy's gonna run right past me!
Please there's some over me. Here on me, too.
There's one. Oh, he ran straight past me. I think they all ran past
me. Dude just ran past me.
I hear so many.
Bro, there's gotta be A's.
There's one on the train, too. Whoa.
There's gotta be a Z. This has to be a Z.
I have 4 arrows to my name. Please tell me the Oasis isn't super contested.
Okay, this looks much better.
It definitely feels
jinx
better,
it, but like,
but there are still quite a lot of bases around.
Oh, someone just farmed a node straight ahead of us. I see some rocks up here. This is nice.
Oh yeah, I see the guy that farmed the node. He's by the tree.
I mean, I could full crouch.
Wait, no, it's two. It's two. Run,
okay,
run.
I'm leaving. Yeah, they're already in.
Both wolf head. Yep. Oh man. Run!
Run away again.
We had made it to the oasis, but before getting the chance to farm for a base, we were once again forced to flee.
Oh my god, I'm getting shot at from another direction now. Wait, this guy's now fighting someone else.
Wait, that guy just
stinked him. Maybe I can clean this up. Oh, what a shot! I got him!
Nice, nice, nice.
Get me up, get me up! Nice. Alright, I have some stuff. I have some stuff. Not bad. I have an extra bow as well.
Ooh, it's kind of a big group at Millie, and they're looking off in your now they're running in my direction. I would loot what you can and run back the opposite way up the cliff.
Yeah, I gotta somehow get back to the oasis now, but I'm quite far. I had to run so far.
Ooh, and there's a separate guy running to me from the water. Holy, I'm actually maybe just cooked.
What
right
are we
here.
Gonna do, man? Yeah, I see people all around you. Get shot by someone else.
Let me check oasis again.
Finally, I had made it back to the oasis, with no bags nearby and all of my loot still on my body. Yeah. Everything was on the line. Dying now would send me straight back to the very beginning. Oh, problem is I've got to try and find the right height. Is that too deep? I think that might be too low. I don't know. I need a fish trap to test.
You don't need
test.
Much water at all for fish traps.
Yeah, I think it might be too low. While I was wasting precious seconds perfecting the height of the foundations, I had caught the attention of the others on the oasis.
Oh, be careful, they're running too. They're keying you. We should maybe dip out for a second, or I'll just slot you.
Oh my gosh.
Through the water.
Yep, yeah, I assume. He does seem to only have a spear. That's good. Yeah, he's coming.
Hit him. Just a spear.
I'm dead. I see someone else far.
Oh, they're coming towards, yeah. They have bow.
Oh, why is it so hard? I just need to get the height right!
I'll let you in.
I hit him.
Do we fight him? Nice. I'm gonna key him to scare him off.
Yeah, I think he might be running. I had to get this base down. Attempting once again, but the Oasis dwellers were desperate to stop me in my tracks. Oh, he's coming. I think he might be trying to put a TC down.
Might be.
Yeah, he looks like he's about to build. Oh, these guys are crazy. They don't want me building here.
He's running to you. He's trying to place a TC.
I got him.
Bow guy on me. Hit him with a spear.
No.
He's one shot on me.
I shot him!
Nice, you killed him!
Oh
you
my
can
god.
Me.
Holy shit.
Nice.
He was actually coming to TC grief me before I'd even built.
They're coming out of their base on a horse right now, kind of keying you.
These guys are insane! Just let me build! Maybe. He's the okay. That's so
I would just
desperate.
Start building, yeah.
I have to get this height right. Come on, yeah, please! Yeah. Just work! Please.
That's there we go. There yes, we go. Nice,
it.
Nice,
I've
nice.
Got it. Right. Okay.
I'll break this. I forgot I can drink to the bridge.
Oh my god. I have a base. Oh. Well, that's one way to start the adventure. Oh my gosh. After almost an hour of the most intense beginnings to an adventure so far, I finally had a place to call home. And this is where the real work truly begins. See, as well as my strategy to survive for this wipe, I also had plans for one of the greatest bases I have ever constructed, and it was gonna take a lot of grinding. But for now, the first thing I did was construct another tool cupboard just to claim a little more area on my oasis. And while I was doing that, Stevie was hunting for the perfect location for himself to set his own home down. Alright, I have a little bit more of the oasis to myself. At least that means they can't come and TC grief me there.
There's a horse, he's kind of running, he's keying me.
Oh, I can come help. I'm coming. Oh, he's right on me. Jumped off the horse.
Hit him.
Oh, I missed.
He's dead. Nice. Three bow, big.
Just a bow. Even after moving to the desert, there were still players everywhere. I farmed as much as I could, making short runs and constantly storing in my base, building up resources slowly but surely. Stevie had now found a location of his own, and not tied down by the need of fresh water, he had found himself a nice spot, plentiful with nodes. With so much distance now between us, we could no longer rely on each other for help.
Oh, I missed. I didn't realize it was two. Once.
Oh, what a predict. Again. Both won. No. Wait, oh, there's more.
Oh, they're all one! I have no arrows! No! I'm so cooked. Oh, fuck, it's five of them. Yep, no, I'm just...
at harbor?
Yep, five at harbor. Ooh, that makes it tough. Looks like even a harbor is going to be very contested.
Seemed my closest and pretty much only accessible monument, the harbor, wasn't going to be too easy to run. But I didn't come onto this server expecting a smooth ride. This journey would be a grind, but I was prepared to push through it.
Looks like I've got a new neighbor right here. That's not ideal. A few bases popping up around the oasis.
Okay, it was time for me to focus up and begin to work through my long list of objectives. First up, it was essential I got metal smelting down. Time to hunt for some animals. I see a pig, but it is right next to two guys over there. I need to get the pig to chase me towards the oasis and away from them so I can harvest it. Alright, here we go. Let's try. Here, piggy piggy.
Yes!
Well, Stevie, I am going to have a furnace. Holy shit.
Big.
It's been a long ride.
Hey, I got a tool cupboard and an actual base build. Big.
Nice, let's go, dude. We're so up. We are back. Okay, with the groundwork down, it's time to talk about the plan, the strategy. I think it's become clear enough that the environment I'm living in could not be harsher for a solo. Players everywhere, loot scarce. Getting my hands on any resources feels impossible, making it the perfect canvas to put my strategy to the test.
Let's go. Hour and a half in, I have a 1x1.
My fastest snowball ever. 1.5 hour furnace, let's go, baby. Stepping out of base feels like a death wish. Every drop of loot is scarce, and so what's the solution? Well, what if your base did all the work for you, optimizing every mechanic in Rust to generate as many resources on its own as it possibly can. And it all begins with, as you probably guessed, the fish trap.
Oh, I got a crossy guy on me. Never mind. Yeah, oh, he's not dead.
Now he is. Okay, this is good. I honestly, he has nothing but a bow and a crossbow. I need it. I need everything.
Everyone out here is so poor, man. Everyone I fight just has a bow and stone tools. It's harsh on everyone. It's crazy.
More coming. Literally no one is on their own. Every time I fight someone, more people come. That missed once. Oh, there's someone behind me as well. Oh my god, I'm pinched between two more! Oh, what the fuck? Ah, he's not dying!
I'm so dead. I'm so dead. Okay, one dead.
Wait, what? I hit him twice! How's he alive? One dead. Oh my god, I'm the fucking best! How am I alive?
Ah! Let's go!
And they have nothing! Why is everyone so poor? No!
Okay, at least I survived. I got extra bows, I guess. My god, it's tough out there.
Okay, the good news is, I do actually have a couple of blueprints. I don't have many, but I have some, which will definitely help.
Someone's farming on my oasis.
Oh, he hit his wood somewhere.
Oh! I'm actually gonna die to a spear. No way.
I can't see him! He doesn't die! No!
Wait, this is the guy that just killed me.
I can rock him! He should be low. I hit him! But I can see the rock because of the skin!
Wait, I kill him! I kill him!
Whoa! The spear guy? They killed you?
I got him!
I killed him running away with my stuff.
And as darkness fell on the second night of this Rust wipe, things were a little better than the first. Not much, but at least for now, there was some hope. As I crafted my tier 1, I would make this draft.
I just realized I should probably get a sleeping bag.
or running from harbor.
No. Oh, got him. Nice. Oh my gosh, that's huge. That is so much that I need. Please let me go home with this. Please, this will be so nice. No! No! I don't go home. He's got a crossbow.
Please don't chase me. No.
Come on. Please. Oh, there were more.
That was a group running past my oasis. Oh my gosh.
Well, we go again. They ran back into their base. This is carnage, man. Everywhere is a war zone. Oh,
there's,
my...
There are P2s on the other side of me. Yeah, there's like,
do you
there's
hear
so
that?
Much going on.
Oh, man. For me right now, it was all about small wins. For every 3 deaths, if I could just make it home with a little bit of loot, eventually, I would build up enough to get going. Please have some juice. You know what? I'll take it. I will take it. Metal hatchet too. Nice. No, the same 3 man that just killed me when I had all the loot are back outside my base. There's no way. Oh, I gotta run. I think they must live in that base right there, because that's where they were running from just now. They must have been going to harbor when they caught me. Okay, not bad, we take it. Small wins, it's all about small wins. My furnace had now had time to get to work, and now that some metal had smelted down, I had the perfect tool to become the grub that I would need to be. More farmers in my oasis. Whoa. Come here, boy. I knew the pipe was a good call. So many bow players around. Ooh, I think they were about to build. I think I stopped a new duo. That was good timing. Yeah, these guys were just about to build. That's huge.
And I'm dead. To a random solo P2 roaming. Like, bro, we just need a gun, and we're never going to be able to get it, because we're never going to be able to get a tier 2. You know?
Welcome to the solo life,
like,
Stevie.
It's unattainable.
It is tough on these servers, man. You just gotta keep on going.
Oh, boy.
A big part of surviving as a solo or even a duo in these tough servers is mentality. You will never have a flawless wipe day. With every win will come 2 losses. But the way I see it is it brings so much more meaning to everything. Each drop of scrap is a huge win. Every bit of loot has so much value. And nothing beats the feeling when you finally come out on top. With some more metal now smelted, I could craft myself a better pickaxe. The sooner I could farm to upgrade and accommodate the fish traps, the sooner I could get started with my plan.
Are you talking about
oh,
four, oh yeah, there's the P2 guy on you. Oh, there's
yep,
like
he's
four.
On me. Oh
there's
no.
5, 4.
Okay, and I got a pig on me too! I think I'm dead here.
Yeah, you are cooked. It's the exact same guy that killed me, I think.
Oh, I'm hit by the crossy and the pig. Stop! I'm so cooked. Man, I just wanted to farm. I want to get the space for my fish traps. They're still chasing it, so over. Oh, wait! There's a horse! Hold up. Maybe there's a world. Please! Why does it take so long? Go! Ah!
Go!
Ah! Oh my god!
Are you out?
I think I'm out! Oh, there's no way. Man, these horses take so long to speed up now after the update. The acceleration is not good. Oh! I almost just died to a cactus. Oh my... If I so much as hit a pebble on my way home, I am a dead man.
I got to 48 cloth. And then a bow guy started shooting me and now I'm dead.
As bad as things were, it could have been worse. I could have been like Stevie and not even had a bow.
Poor Stevie.
Well, I made it home.
I'm getting double crossed. Yeah.
Heading out, now armed with both a pipe shotgun and on the back of a horse. Metal pig farmer.
Well, I have a pizza.
What?
Just killed a pizza guy.
Nice, that's big.
Go, 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 go! Before his teammates come. Run! 8 health, 30 health. Come on, come on, come on! Yes, let's go! Small nice. Wins, we take it. We take it. That feels good.
Dude, I need to get a tier 1 over here so I can craft.
My man Stevie's not on tier 1. That's tough.
Yeah, bro, I actually think I have zero scrap. Like, I haven't hit a single barrel or anything. I don't know how you do solo, bro. Really, I have no clue. It is,
I mean, it's
like,
tough, especially on these servers. Like, it is hard, man.
It's literally suffering. Talking to yourself, just fucking depression against group.
Okay, it's not that bad, but yeah, wipe day is rough for sure. But hey, man, stick through it.
Yeah,
we'll get there. And after finally making it home with some resources, it was time for some small upgrades to the base. Just the very beginning of what I can tell you now from the future will be one of my greatest builds I have ever achieved in Vanilla Rust. So make sure you subscribe if you want to see how it ends out next week. Difficult times call for difficult measures. I am sorry, Pickles. You're gonna have to go. Ooh, that group's leaving harbor. Okay, if they've just left, I might have a window where I can go to Recycler. I think that's probably where they've come from. I'm gonna try. Nope, there are people here. Of course. That's why I got a pipe, though. I had to. Where's he gone? He's swimming.
Oh!
Oh my god, I missed! Ah, he has a machete! Got him.
Nice.
Ooh, big! Medium battery, wait, that's huge! Fuck it, I'm out. I'm not even recycling. We just out with that. Ah, small wins. We take it. We get him. Slowly but surely, building up the juice. Hey, I even got a lantern as well. As night began to fall, I headed out to farm whatever nodes I could nearby. Damn, Stevie, another night time. Is that third night already?
Don't fucking remind me.
You know what though, you gotta look up. Things are better than when we were sat in the shelter on night one, surrounded, you know?
Slowly but surely, you know, slowly
exactly,
but surely.
Exactly. While night may have been falling, there was plenty of work for me to do. And for the first time, things were beginning to look up. My next objective was scrap and a few essential components. I didn't need much, but with my trusty water pipe, this next rust day would be all about running the harbor. There actually hasn't been a single time I have come to harbor, and there not be a group already here. Although again, these guys seem to be leaving.
Oh, it rolled down the hill. If it had, like, glitched into the floor...
Wait, someone recycling. Okay. Damn, this guy was recycling. Almost 100 scrap worth. Not bad. Alright, plus 120. I'm at 330 scrap. Not too bad.
Big.
Today, I become the grub. I am sitting behind a crate in harbor. I never thought it would come to this. Desperate times. There's someone. Come on, please use a recycler. Go on. Recycler's going, it's two of them though. Big! Oh, it's loaded! Wait, there's a diving tank too. I'm out, we out! Let's go! Oh, wait, it didn't work! Ah! It's Husky! The diving tank has to go in the backpack slot now. Oh my god, I almost just drowned. I am the ninja escaping into the ocean. I think I heard at least two more, so I'm glad I did that. I make it home with this, then that was a productive use of my nighttime. Oh, praise the Lord, it's a beautiful day. I'm looking pretty good now. I think I'm at 450 scrap. 462! Hell yeah, we're up! And as the sun rose on the next morning, I was headed straight back to harbor.
Wait, oh wait, no, I have enough nice.
Ooh, we got a double barrel. Very nice.
Come here. Come here, motherfucker.
I don't think he knows. No! No, that was a pizza! It's fine. I get another pipe, we go back. That guy's kind of coming this way. Hold up. I'm going to double back and sit behind this rock. It looks like this is the direction he's heading. Please run straight past me. You know you want to.
Come here!
Oh my god! Very nice! We out. Thank you. I may be getting camped soon. These guys are not too happy with me. Those are my Oasis neighbors. Well, a successful start to the new day, but I need a little bit more scrap, which means back to harbor. Give me the goop. Hey, have my water pipe. One barrel. Okay, we have the scrap that I need. No, oh, the poopy guy is back. Oh my god. I think I'm out though. Oh, I hear someone else. We running. I need this. There we go. 500 scrap. Mission accomplished. Well, since I am in the desert, it would be wrong not to have an adobe base. That's really cool. Might even spice things up a bit and go with brick for the foundations. I like that.
Oh, you've made some significant upgrades. You got the extra airlock going. Let's go.
Buddy's up over here, man. Significant upgrades. Welcome to my home. It's changed a little.
It was juiced out.
Okay. Right, here is the... I'll just unlock QC. Stevie popped on over to see how I was getting on and to craft something very essential. Oh, you goddamn hero. We got the bear rug. Let's go. Well, man, I've enjoyed your company.
Yeah.
Good luck with the rest of your adventure.
Sounds good. We will hopefully get super uber developed and we'll be able to help you. and just...
Hey, I won't need the help. Don't worry. I'll be struggling over here.
I'll be struggling too.
Stevie's teammate had now arrived, which meant he was no longer solo, and our journeys would go our separate ways. As sad as it was to no longer have the company, there was no time to waste. There was work to be done. Right, excuse the base. You will see the vision come together eventually. But for now, I need more stone to make these upgrades. You know what? I think it's time we get that pizza. I'm gonna arm myself properly, make sure that I come back alive. Are they watching me? No, they didn't see me. Oh, they're fighting though. Maybe I clean this up. Oh my god, I was about to shoot. Two more people are coming, thank god I didn't.
This is huge.
What the fuck? I kind of fumbled. He bled out! There's one more!
Anyway,
I gotta go. I just have to leave. I don't think I've got time to do much here.
Oh.
Yeah, I just gotta go. I gotta go. I don't have time. Oh my god, I'm getting shot from everywhere. I gotta run. I gotta move.
Oh, what the fuck?
Paddle man's after me.
Run! What the fuck? Where did all these people come from?
What am I playing?
Oh, what? What is that range? Okay, run. Leave.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how I made it back alive. All I wanted was to farm some stone. This gun's kinda clean. We got a pickaxe too. Oh my god, wait, he had berries. Wait, I actually really need that. Wow. That's insane.
I had made my first successful stone farming run, and can now make more upgrades onto the base. And with a build that will come to require more than 200,000 stone, the first run of many, many more to come.
Ooh, he has a rug! Wait, and a solar panel! I need the solar panel! My eyes just go straight to the rug. Wait, that's actually huge. I need to go home with that.
Ooh, I left at a good time. Tommy's... I might go back to that, actually. Bolsey? Oh, I have to go over to that. They are still a harbor. Scare that guy off. He's got an Ioka. I just heard an attachment. I think they're nearby. Yep, they are right there.
No, he's so low!
Did I just double him? I think they're both really low.
No, my still reloading.
Aw, oh, man. Oh, I'm realizing because of the height of this water, it gets really deep. I think I'm gonna have to spend so much more stone on raising the height all the way around, which doesn't make sense yet because you guys don't know what I'm building. But, to put this into context, I think I'm gonna have to spend about an extra 30,000 stone more than I had planned to make this work. Oh no.
Another night time had now fallen, and while the last was spent farming scrap, this one would be used for setting up some new systems. So, first of all, I crafted my tier 2 with the 500 scrap that I had built up over the journey so far. Placing down a third furnace, I was going to be needing a lot more metal. Placing both a medium battery and a solar panel which I had found while exploring through the day, I was able to set up my first bit of power. Not to be used for electric furnaces, but something a little different.
Someone explains me why I have to spend scrap researching a water bucket, honestly.
See, unlike most wipes, I was rushing a planter. With so many benefits to be gained through growing all types of things, farming is no longer just for the role players, but essential for any long wipe. And the sooner you lay your first crop, the sooner you reap the immense rewards. The sun rose and it was straight back to farming more stone. It would be an endless struggle in this adventure.
Beautiful. Alright, I'm going to be growing all sorts of different things for different purposes. First up, I'm in the desert. Oh my god. Double Y, double G.
That is as good as I could ask for. Okay. I was about to say, I am going to go ahead and not worry about chicken pie, in the hopes that I could just get a good enough seed to get me going with these, cloth plants. But a double Y double G is fantastic. I mean, that's, with this few seeds, that's as good as I can ask for. Alright, I'm very happy with that. I'm not going to place any other of my seeds now. I'm saving them all because eventually I'm going to get my hands on a chicken pie. Then I'll place my seeds and get better genetics. I just wanted something so I could get cloth growing fast. Because out in the desert, cloth is a struggle. And with my first seedling now growing, all I had to do was wait. In the meantime, now with a tier 2, I was able to craft up some better tools. And so, of course, more farming. Let's see what Stevie's cooking with his base. At the moment, he lives over in the mountain. But his end game is to live in this rock right here. Okay. I like it. Nice little open core. Little bunker there too. I see you, Stevie.
Uh-oh. Guess that's coming.
Oh my god! You just sent it. Well, thank you for the SMG. That'll do. I'm not getting greedy. Small wins, small runs. Gotta take it home. My first clone! It's ready. Don't accidentally press the wrong button. There we go. Now I have 3. Now we plant those. Beautiful. The start of a flourishing farm. Alright, I just had a lot of nail guns right outside. Let me check out what that was. Oh, they're fighting right there. I might have killed him there.
No, I didn't. Now he's dead.
Where is he coming from?
Are they all my neighbor? Ooh, 100 scrap? Okay. Oh my gosh. That's kind of loaded.
Nice, take the wood.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that real quick.
Getting too loaded in here, running out of space. We need more boxes, man. I'm gonna need to organize as well at some point. Ah, I see the problem. It's a new base on the Oasis. That is where these players are coming from. That Adobe 2x1 is new.
It's not good.
It's definitely more than one as well. Could be a problem. Is that one of them?
I think it might have been. I think you just saw me.
I'm not letting you go deep, Mr. Sam.
Okay, yeah, it's definitely
one
of them.
Don't tell somebody else.
Alright. Yeah. Well, there's at least 2. Hopefully it's not more than that. While multiple other small groups seem to have been built nearby, for now at least, it appeared that I had control. The perks of such a chaotic server is even the small groups will struggle as much as the solo. I spent some time now upgrading the base and doing some more farming, all in preparation for the next expansion. By then, my seeds were once again ready to be recloned and replanted. Notice that I wasn't investing any time, scrap, or resources into my water supply. Or at least for now. I want to make it clear that it doesn't take a lot to get this started. Just a bucket and a ceiling light is all you need. Alright, so this is as far as I can go before I'm going to have to start lowering the foundations. Which means for the rest of the way, it's gonna have to be an extra half wall layer that I'm gonna have to add to the bottom. And I think you guys can maybe start to see what I mean by the rest of the way. I think you might see where I'm going with this. And it was then, as I added to my base, that the looming sound of the cargo ship horn caught my attention. Cargo. Wait, I live right next to harbor. I should maybe go to that. I've got to at least try, right? This is my first time ever being the rat getting onto the ship. I've been on cargo before as I've docked, but I've never been on this side of things. I don't even know where I have to go. Is it these shipping containers? I think it's where those nakeds are. Oh, it's definitely these ones. Wait,
he's getting lifted up now!
No way, that is so cool! Can I get in that one? I think I play the long game here. I could try swimming, but I think maybe I sit in here and wait. Oh yeah, there are lots of people on there. Is that crane coming for this crate? I think it is. And now we wait. Oh my god, we're going! We're going! I'm shutting the door. Come on. I think I wait though. I think I'm gonna wait until we've left the dock.
Get off my fucking boat!
A war zone out there. Okay, we're almost out. We're moving. There was a guy there? Oh my god, why was he looking up at me? No, that's all of my meds. Did he just... I think he just got killed, though. I think he did just die. Wait, there's a boat coming. Ooh, if they come up the ladder on my side... It is coming my side. I might get a free kill here. I think I played to kill this guy. Come on, come up this ladder, please. His teammate got on. I need to play for that body though, I have to heal up. Wait, do I die if I drop? A syringe! Oh my god. It's perfect. It's beautiful. Okay, nice, I got the saw. Guy's so low. Wait, we're pulling into another harbor? Wait, what? Huh? Since when do you go into two harbors? Oh, I'm so fucked. I'm gonna get shot from every angle. I have to move. I didn't know that was a thing. Oh, oh man. I had no idea we would dock twice. Unfortunately, cargo hadn't been a success, but I hadn't exactly gone into it expecting to come out on top. It was the first cargo of Wipe, after all. And on the bright side, by the time I made it back from my trip, All of my clones were ready to be harvested once again. I now had two full planters growing.
Already fight going on.
That's a free revolver, I guess. Migrates. Now that my planters were both running, I was going to need some more scrap for the next step. So, it was back to armor. That was risky. If he had a pipe or an Ioka, I could have been a dead man. Ooh, kind of loaded though. I'm going to keep the top. I wonder how Stevie's getting on now he's a duo. I feel like I'm doing alright, actually. I feel like things are looking up. Got good comps, too. Ready for more cloning. I think I'm gonna do one or two more cloning runs, and then I'll have enough seeds that I can do my first full yields. With metal that had been smelting down throughout the wipe and the gears that I had gathered, it was time to craft some garage doors to increase the strength of my base. Garage doors are down. That feels good. We're at least now 8 rockets to raid. That's a saw dead. Oh, his teammates. Oh, he has a lot of teammates. My bad. That was a small group of friends. Oh my god, I'm getting chased. And I have a guy with a mace on me! Ah, he hit me with the mace! Finally, I had farmed enough stone and resources to upgrade my base to the next step. The first expansion had allowed me to add my planters and begin growing cloth, and the next was equally important. We are ready for the fish traps. It's taken a while to get here. I've had so much else to work on, but now, here we go. What's nice actually, because I've got these fish traps, I can literally collect water from inside my base. Up till now, I had been relying on simple furnaces to smelt my metal, but that wasn't gonna cut it forever. As well as more than 200,000 stone, this base wasn't cheap on metal, either. I needed to invest in the rest of this wipe, and set up some real electric furnaces. Okay, my fish traps were finally placed, and my planters were now growing cloth. What was next? Well, I needed bait to fill the fish traps and a number of ingredients for some very specific recipes, all of which I would find back in the Riverlands where Stevie and I's adventure first began.
Uh-oh. Nope. Oh my god, there's a car. Ugh, it's just a naked. Okay, right, I'm gonna need some mushrooms, I need loads of corn and pumpkins, I need wheat as well, so I'm gonna collect as much of that as I can. If I can find a bear... Oh my... What is going on? If I can find a... Oh! Yeah, this area hasn't got any quieter. What the fuck, man?
Okay, and if I can find a bear, I need to harvest that, because I need bear meat for the fish traps. Oh, and I almost forgot, I also need all types of berries, but specifically, it's green and yellow that I'm after today. Oh, and there's still more. If I can, I need to find a chicken, because I need some eggs. There is a lot on my list. And after collecting an entire inventory of all of the farming materials you could possibly imagine, I made my way home.
Stevie's base should be on my right.
Yeah, it's just up here. It's not the one by one, I think it's that one there. There they are, the boys. Hope they're doing well.
Uh oh. Please don't have guns. It's just an AK.
Beautiful, we made it. Alright, well, I got some wolf meat for the fish traps, and I also got some worms which I can put in as well. That'll do for now. A very successful little farming trip that was. I was looking at my phone, man. My bad. Well, I don't know what the fuck that was about, but I got a catfish and a salmon already from my fish trap, so that's good. With my fish traps now active, now began the process of passively and gradually collecting more and more fish. Every time I killed a wolf or a bear or collected any sort of grubs and worms, I would put it straight into the fish traps. In turn, they would provide me with both catfish and salmon. And why did I need those? Well, that'll become clear soon enough. But I bet it's not what you think. My god, we have another salmon in here already. The rate that they catch fish is crazy.
Ooh, got a perch.
A lot of shots going off nearby. Feeling vulnerable with just one wall between the outside world and my core, it was time to add some honeycomb to the base. I have a feeling a lot of those gunshots belong to that base right there. Hey, what? That was rude. Oh wow, yeah, I think they do live right there. That MP5 that just shot at me. I think all those gunshots. Some neighbors. Okay, looks pretty good. Our core is now at the very least honeycomb. So we are 12 rockets to get to TC. Which is not the best, but as the base expands, it becomes a lot more, but for different reasons. Oh. Am I dead? Ah, yes, these are my new... This would be my new neighbors. I kind of want them to see that I've only got a bow. Make myself not look like... I'd be worth reading. I'm kind of happy to just let them kill me, to be honest. Seems like they live just over there. After my neighbors had passed by, I headed out to hunt some animals and keep my fish traps filled. Unfortunately, it seemed that this new group would have a pretty big presence in my area. Oh, AKs?
Hold on a second.
I think that might be someone fighting them. So they live right there. But I don't think that these AKs are with them. Doesn't look like it.
Oh, I don't think they are. It sounds like they're being shot at by them.
Ooh, this could be good. Ooh, they've attracted some attention from the big dogs. This might be a little silly, but if they're about to fight each other, might try something here. Yeah, they're all pushing up to the base right now. They might run back this way. I want to wait behind this wall. I might be able to catch one. There's one right behind them. I need them to go past. I need one to go past. Ooh, it's quite a lot. I need one to go past. I kill him and grab his gun. That's how I play this. Come on.
No!
Oh, I needed one more second to get that AK up. Oh, they're lucky they ran together. I smelled it! I had the AK in my hands, man! Ah!
Yeah, it seems like they're backing up.
Interesting, though. It's a big group fighting another big group. Continuing on with my mission, I headed out once again hunting for animals, this time catching a bear. However, it ran away. Oh! Ooh, that's some goop. Not bad.
Yeah.
Huh? What? What the fuck? I just died? Like that? What is this game? Managing to recover my body, I was heading home when I got a message from Stevie. But while maybe I should have been scared, I knew otherwise. See, I had a feeling I knew just where that group were headed. I think my new neighbors were in for a rude awakening. Wait, yes, that's 100% my neighbors getting raided right now. Oh, there's no way, they're already getting wiped. Yep. That is too good. They were making too much noise. I gotta go counter that though. I have to try and grub. Gotta join Stevie. I need to try and push to that rock formation. There is one guy holding the rock while all of the others are at the base. If I can push to that rock, I can probably kill the guy on his own. People are shooting. We go to the palm tree. Now I need to get closer. It's right there.
No, it didn't kill him. Tagged a shot to the chest. Oh, man.
I could have had him. I could have had him. Oh, they died as well.
No. No! How is he alive? What?
Oh, that's crazy. That's so unlucky. I gotta go again. I need to take P2. I have to try. Wait. These guys are coming to counter right now. I see four. If they fight each other, this could be big. I'm gonna go behind the counters. I can do something here. That's AK. Please have walls. Oh, what? What happened to it? What the fuck? Oh, there are people everywhere. I'm so fucked. I need to try and get out. How do I get out? I think I have to take my kit off. If they know I'm full kit, there's no way they let me out. Maybe I can leave.
Go, go, go.
Only one's shooting me. I'm fine. I can get out. I can get out. No! No! There is no way I get compound bowed. Oh my god. And with that, my day one on this server had come to an end. My cloth was ready for the first full harvest, bagging myself a nice little 900 cloth. That was huge for a solo like myself living out in the desert, and for very little work. I had also managed to collect a good few fish from my traps, but it was only just the beginning. I was laying the groundwork for the adventure to come. But before heading off, the final thing I did was quickly build myself an external tool cupboard, ensuring that if I did get offline raided, I wouldn't lose my base or my workbench level 2. Day 1 had been harsh, but productive. Despite the odds against me, I had made it through, and had managed to achieve a lot for myself as just a solo on this despicable server. But this was simply just the beginning. And with the foundations laid out, I knew things were only gonna get a whole lot better. I think we might have survived the night. I see upkeep. Oh, it's a beautiful morning. It was now day 2. And with all of the progress I had made on wipe day, I hoped that today I could begin to reap the rewards. I kicked things off with a quick bit of farming and scouting of my area around. And as expected, many new bases and threats had appeared overnight.
Got the wolf pack!
It's good though. I need the meat.
Ah! Stop it!
So what was my next objective? Well, in day 1 I had set up my fish traps and my cloth farm. However, today I needed berries, specifically the green and the yellow. I had a few seeds, but I didn't have many. Living far from the forest, I wouldn't be able to get my hands on many more. I had to make the most of those that I had. I was gonna need myself a chicken pie. So believe it or not, my first mission was to hunt for a chicken. Well, it's no chicken, but a bear is very good too.
Oh, it's gonna rain.
Yeah, let's do that. I searched far and wide, riding all throughout the grasslands, on the hunt for just a single chicken. Needing eggs and chicken breast to cook the pie, I was desperate. Sadly, however, to no success. But bringing back 2 stacks of bear meat meant I had enough fuel for my fish traps for most of the day. Alright, take 2 of finding a goddamn chicken. Oh, this is so annoying. Here, chicky chicky. Where are you? Why are these unironically the... Oh my gosh. I have to go home now. I've got to go home again. Chickenless. For fuck's sake. Why is it so hard to find a chicken? All I need is an egg. Wait. No way. I found one. Oh, you beauty. Now give me your eggs. Wait, I'm getting scammed. I have found the only chicken that doesn't lay eggs. Bro, what is this? I've been following it for 3 minutes. Lay an egg. Now, this is insane. I don't understand. I have followed this chicken. 2 grids. Please. Oh my gosh. There we go. There we go. We got the 2 eggs we needed. It's a beautiful day. There is someone on my base. That is concerning. Catfish? And a salmon. Beautiful.
I love you.
How'd you find me? I probably shouldn't be called Sir Willy. That might give it away. Thank you, man. Well, I have all of this new real estate for my fish traps, so I may as well use it. I'm gonna get so many fish from all of this new bear meat. Alright, so now I need a little space for a chicken coop. I'm hoping that it will be fairly out of sight on this side of the base, because it kind of arcs around, and I just have to hope that no one sees it and steals my chicken. Yeah. Got the wolf heads on the wall. That actually looks so cool. I'm gonna put them on all of them. Oh my god, these have worked so quickly. I am building up so many fish now. Hello you, my little chickens. Let's keep you well fed. I need lots of eggs. While my chicken were busy laying eggs, I got to work farming. It's so cool. Every time I leave base, I come back and I just have like 3 more salmon, 2 salmon, a catfish, and a perch. That's so insane. Like, it's actually just broken. It's so fast. As long as you have food to keep these things filled, they just work. I mean, look at that. Like every 30 seconds. I mentioned earlier that there were a few more things I needed requiring scrap, one of which was the new cooking workbench, something I would need for my recipes. Okay, so chicken pie, wheat, eggs, corn, and chicken breast. All that I was waiting on now were my chicken in my coop to lay some eggs. In the meantime, I headed back over to the forest lands on the hunt for some more berry seeds. Oh, still no eggs. Come on, guys. Get to it. I also don't know why it says they have no sunlight. I feel like that might be a bug.
There's a guy just up there. A hazmat, I think. He went down pretty quick.
Hey, you too, though.
Chainsaw, nice. I like that. Oh god, hell, he's about to fly over me. Oh no. Wait, is it going down? Oh my god, what? I almost just got taken out by a heli. Jesus. On my foraging run, I was able to gather everything I needed, including some extra eggs, which meant no more waiting. I finally had all the ingredients I needed for the chicken pie. Alright, here we go. Chicken pie. So, with this, we are now on to the next step. So, I can now use this chicken pie to plant all of my seeds and hopefully get decent clones for each type of berry. Because then what I need to do is grow berries to make a tea, which I'm going to be using along with another type of pie, which is also going to require the fish. There's a lot of moving parts in this and a lot of things to put together. But when this comes together, it is going to be so cool. Om nom nom. Alright, let's plant some seeds. I spent the next few minutes planting every seed that I own, and narrowed it down to the very best clone for each type of berry. And I even got a close to God clone for my cloth. And once again, all I needed to do now was wait. Collecting more fish passively from my traps and slowly cloning up all of my new seeds. Specifically, I needed the green and the yellow. And while I waited for this, I got to work on the base. Right, now what I'm making now is going to be where my tool cupboard is eventually. So I guess one of the benefits of this base is that it's kind of wacky design. And I need to make it unpredictable. And so I'm going to keep my loot where it is, but I think I'm going to have my tool cupboard in a bunker on this side of what will be the room. I feel like that will work best, keeping it nice and separated. Now this base is going to cost so much stone that I feel as though I may as well just get this straight up to metal, as it's where my tool cupboard is going to be eventually, so it will need to be metal, so I'm just going to do that now. Ooh, some of the clones are ready. Ooh, I need to make sure I don't accidentally eat them. As you guys can see now, because I have to add this extra layer of half walls at the base just so I can have my foundation, it's costing so much more, and it wasn't going to be cheap anyway. Of course, we have three more salmon and a perch just ready again. Now, with so many more seeds to manage, I was going to need some more space to operate. Right, I'm thinking I have space for another 2 to 4 planters. If I can have 4 to 6 total planters, I'll be able to have a really good output of both cloth and berries for teas, which will be insane. I feel as though the base is beginning to take some shape now. Unfortunately, with no exaggeration, I have probably only completed about 15% of the whole thing. Oh man, what have I got myself into?
I have so much to do.
Oh my gosh, I love your videos. Oh.
How are people finding me, man? Is it that obvious? Do I make it that obvious with my base and my name?
I'm finally meeting you in real time and not only in your YouTube videos. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy.
This guy's funny. I think the ring is now almost complete, and I have some space for a couple more plants. This is so cool. I have so much room. We got my fish traps. I'll have planters in the two squares over there, and then I've got my two planters here, which are, again, ready to be cloned. I think I'm ready for my first proper harvest now of the green and yellow berries. And of course, with all of this farming and food equipment, I need a fridge. Oh my god, look at all the fish that I have! Like, that is insane! Bear in mind, all I've done is just put a little bit of bear meat in my traps. Wow. Like, for context, if I was to go and sell these fish at the fishing village, I think I would have about 1,500 scrap worth of fish, which I could sell right now. But believe it or not, that's actually not what I am using them for today. It is cooler than that. Cause I don't need scrap. I can get scrap a harbor if I need. This is for something else. In this convoluted plan so far, every step had been leading to something else, and I was almost ready to reap the rewards of all of my work. While waiting for my final clone cycle, I did a little bit of basic organization of my loot. Alright, with that clone cycle, I think this is now the one that I can plant for good. We are finally going to be cooking up some teas.
Four chickens.
Ah, four eggs! You guys deserve a pet. Good job, guys. Like, I just took the fish out and there's more already. With my berries now growing for good, I had some time to kill, so I headed over to harbor to see what I could grab. No. No. Look at this little look at this rat eating my chicken. After breaking the coop, honestly, disgusting animal. Look at him, sitting there, munching away. Well, at least I grabbed the eggs.
Oh, shit! Oh, he's only Chris.
Oh my. I really need that stone. I need all of that. Oh, I can't stack it though. I have no BPs. I can't craft walls. What do? I need it all. I need it all. Right, I'm out. Let's go.
Oh no. No. Go.
No. It's fucking dead. No. I'm so screwed.
Oh no! I hate the new horses. I hate them. Why did it just die? Oh my god, I can't believe I just did that.
Oh, good lord, I'm an idiot. A couple of hours of farming resources later, and my berries were finally ready to be harvested. And my strategy from the very beginning could now come full circle. Let's see what it was all about. Okay, so we've harvested berries. We've got green and yellows. Should have another bunch of green and yellows through here. There we go. Beautiful stuff. Oh my gosh. Right, they're all harvested. Now, importantly, as well as the berries, we got a lot of worms and grubs. But with these berries, the reason why I needed green and yellow. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take these now to the cooking table. And I'm going to make a brand new tea that I didn't even know existed until the other day. The harvesting tea. Where are you? There you are. So I'm going to be making harvesting teas. Now what these do is they increase the yield you get from harvesting animals, right? Like you kill a bear, you hit it with a bone knife. If you have one of these teas, you get more. But as you can see right here, if I gut a normal fish, I get 9 animal fat from that perch. But if I pop a harvesting tea and then gut the fish, you get the yield even when gutting fish. Like, that counts as harvesting. But, there's more. If you also then eat a bear pie, which increases the effect of harvesting teas, you will gain literally another 50% harvesting yield on top of the 50% from the tea when gutting fish. And I have collected a lot of fish through my fish traps. I am genuinely so excited to see how much I get from this. I have no idea how much I'll get. Alright, here we go. It's time. It is time to see what we get. Are we all ready? I have my fish. Let's gut them all! Oh my god! More! Need more! Holy shit! Look at all the blue cards! Oh my god! There's so many more! What the fuck? I have almost 1,000 animal fat! I think I have enough fish meat, you guys. I think I'm running out of food this wipe. Oh my god, it doesn't end. I have more than a row of blue cards. Like, I want 1,300 animal fat. I have more than 3 stacks of low grade worth. Oh my word. That is actually insane. Okay. So, but that's genuinely not all, okay? So let's break this all down. So, from harvesting the crops themselves, I get grubs and worms, which I can put in the fish traps to get more fish, like salmon. From the berries that I grow, I make harvesting teas, which I can use not only for gutting the fish,
but for killing the animals for the fish traps. So when I kill a bear with a harvesting key, it'll give me over 30 bear meat, which I can then put in the fish traps for more fish. Not only that, I could also put the extra fish meat back in the fish traps that give me more fish. It literally doesn't end. Oh, and there's still more. I don't need those blue cards, but loads of people on the server do. So what I can now do is set up a vending machine selling blue cards for anything I need. Along with low grade, because I'm going to have extra low grade, so I can now sell low grade and blue cards. Get anything I want! Wait, and I'm also growing cloth, so I'm going to have shit tons of cloth that I'm not going to need, so I can also sell thousands of cloth. Every resource that I could possibly need, I can just get from my base now. Because I can sell cloth and low grade for resources and materials and components. Like, oh my god, this is actually, it's just insane. And on top of all of that, I am never ever gonna run out of food. I have so much fish meat. Oh, this is brilliant. This is actually brilliant. I'm gonna have so much fun this wipe. Look at that box. Nah, that's crazy. What have I created? What have I done?